Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Holly Wise, Secretary Director for the Global Development Alliance of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And joining us in our conversation is Elise Stork. Well, Holly, we live in results-oriented times. How do you measure Global Development Alliance results?
Well, measuring for results is a tough business, especially when what we do is fairly long-term. One of the problems with foreign assistance programs and telling our story is that if you give me money today, you'll need to come back sometimes in 10 years to find out whether the education investment resulted in kids who are learning better. That's something we understand in a U.S. context as well. So I'm just suggesting that this measuring for results thing is long-term and kind of difficult. There's some near-term results that we have our eye on very carefully, and they are early evidence of impact is that we've been at this for about 2 years now, and in the first 2 years that we've been building alliances, we've created about 200 new relationships. We have put about $500 million worth of public money into these new activities, and that's leveraged over $2 billion worth of private resources. Now, real impact is the difference it makes for poor people overseas, and we have plans to be measuring, of course, that impact. And so it's not the signing ceremony or how much you leverage, but what good it does that's going to be really most important and most instructive for us. We're also looking, when we're measuring for results, at new relationships and whether we've brought in innovative models or new partners, and whether we've really affected the way in which we do our business and change in that. And there's lots of good to say on that as well. We have brought forward different kinds of relationships with some of our traditional non-governmental partners. We have also established new relationships with companies, just to name a few, such as Chevron, Texaco, Shell, Home Depot, Staples. We've worked with companies like Starbucks, with the Hershey's and Mars. We've worked with companies that work on the services side. We've worked with manufacturers. We've worked with the extractive industry. We've also worked with a whole range of foundation partners. The largest of them, of course, is the Gates Foundation. And what we realized as we started on this is that there are many other players that have tremendous contributions to make, and the test of our effectiveness is how we can stand up to this challenge and work effectively with these new partners. The Gates Foundation, as you probably know, is a major contributor to our international health activities. USAID is the single largest donor in the health sector, bilateral government donor. And the Gates Foundation, in the last several years, has come forward to give almost on a par with the resources, the public resources that we deploy. So they are a major positive force in addressing immunization issues, in AIDS research, in looking at supporting research into what has worked in the health sector on a whole variety of topics. So we've developed a partnership, many partnerships with them and with other foundations, both established foundations and some of the newer foundations that have come forward in the last 10 or 15 years.
Because measuring results is so hard, many people put it off. Was there anything that stimulated or pushed you to be able to kind of develop the kind of measurements you just talked about?
Well, measuring that kind of thing, leveraging and new partners, is easy. Measuring results, development results, is much harder. And that's something that my agency has taken very seriously for a long time. And frankly, it's one of the things that is valued by partners, the fact that we know something about evaluation and impact measurement, that we take our time to do baseline surveys, and that we put resources toward trying to do the best job we can of understanding if there's been a difference and how we want to make mid-course corrections to achieve the biggest impact. The interesting thing in some of these partnerships we learn is that while we can collect data and measure results and put together a certain kind of story about impact. Some of our partners do a much better job of telling that story. And so, again, the magic of the partnership is that you can combine our ability to do the spade work with their ability to help people understand why this makes sense and why it matters and why more people might want to be associated with some of these activities overseas. And that's very powerful and very useful for not only the alliance, but for government and for the private sector in these alliances.
Holly, the Global Development Alliance is certainly a very innovative new model, and often such models have a catalytic effect on others. When you look at other countries and international institutions such as the United Nations, do you see USAID's work in this area driving change in their way of doing business?
I do. It's a very dynamic environment right now, and I think other bilateral donors, other governments, and international organizations are all asking the same kinds of questions. Does our role need to shift? What do we do best? How much do we do by ourselves? Where do we lead and where do we work with others? The corporate social responsibility movement is one which is becoming well-developed, and so many people are thinking about, is government, other donors are thinking about what is government's role in terms of supporting or recognizing a good behavior on the part of companies. Some are thinking hard about corporate governance issues and what role government plays, both in supporting them directly with companies and also in working with host governments, for example, you know, the government of Philippines or the government of Ghana, so they can set the right environment so that companies can be most positive in their activities, their behaviors there. On the kind of work that we do with public-private partnerships, I think that the U.S. government is a little out in front in the sense that we're not seeing this as a purely a policy issue, and we're not simply discussing it with other donors, but we're really putting a lot of money toward doing it. And what we've embraced this as a business model and a way in which we increasingly want to do our work. Why? Because we see that it extends the reach and the impact in addressing global development challenges. There is certainly a lot of introspection and benchmarking with other organizations that the UN and other donors are trying to do right now. I'm asked quite often to go and consult with other organizations as to the experience we've had and the relevance that it may have for their experience and their future planning. Next week, there's another UN session where they're, in the context of UN reform, trying to understand whether there is more opportunity for a public-private alliance in their work. I would suggest that one of the challenges that they have is obviously that they're very diverse and have relationships with host governments, but also some of the UN organizations have a tradition of fundraising, so that they may, on the one hand, be very comfortable with, for example, raising money from the corporate sector to support their activities. They are not equally or universally comfortable with aligning with them, bringing forward who they are as a company, and working closely with them on development activities. And they even, in some quarters in the UN, talk about, they have a term called blue washing, where they're concerned about being tainted or somehow negatively influenced by association with companies. And I must say that's a concern. We have to be very careful as stewards of public funds in terms of thinking about who we work with, how we stay safe, how we structure relationships that we can exit if we need to, how we make sure there's no cross-branding or work on things which are not in the national interest and not appropriate. But this is an area where there's right now a lot of energy and a lot of discussion and a lot of searching for best practices. And it's a place where we are happy to participate.
What advice would you give to a young person considering a career in public service?
I would say go for it. I think that it's certainly for me and those that I work with been rewarding. I think that there's a lot that is important in terms of the role that the U.S. can play right now, and individuals can make a difference. I certainly have been privileged to have had the experience I've had and feel gratified with the little ways in which I've contributed to making this a better world. So I would encourage others to seriously consider particularly international development work. And if you're interested in the Global Development Alliance and what we've been working on, feel free, please, to check out our website, which is usaid.gov/GDA.
Thank you very much, Holly. Lisa and I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Most happy to be here. Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Holly Wise, Secretary Director for the Global Development Alliance of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.